Sut Mishnah Matzeh Chaverei Neimar Kalim Benignevu Aisha Avdu. Shilein Veras Vechava Shaharei Amru Shemchinam Benignevu Yaitse. In Zagan Mishal Nishma Kefal Tavmach Mishal Nishma Bava Chamisha Mishal Nishma Nesla. The Mishnah says, "Nignavu Hashavdu." Taisa says, "Is Lagarse Hashavdu?" And Aved like a Kefil. And the Mishnah says that it's a Kefil over here. If the Hashem paid, he gets the Kefil. So the question is, Avdu is not Kefil. Aved like a kefil. Yesh niyashiv shekach taina nifka. So it says nignav asha avdu doesn't mean that's really what happened. Avdu is no kefil. Ella means what did the shomer say? The shomer claimed that it was avad. Not that it was actually lost. The Shema claims it was lost, but really, in fact, it was stolen. Achim Zagan. Inami on Yoidim Shenignevu. Metech Besa. We know that it's missing. Ach Enon Yoidim Mimposha Aishavdu. No, I'm Pasha. We know it's gone. We know it was stolen. We don't know if it was a Pshia or not. Or, Aisha Avdu. Shana Yoidim Shenevim Menu. Together. Either we know that it was actually stolen, just not sure if it was a Pshia. Or what it says Avdu, what does it mean Avdu? Shana Yoidim Shenevim Menu. We know that it's lost. We know that it's not, it's gone. Ach, Lo Yoidim, Imayde Geneva, Oyde Dabrachet. And then it turns out that was really the Ayde Geneva. So that's why we could talk about Avdu and still be Chayiv Kefil. Because Avdu doesn't mean that we know it was Avdu. Avdu means we know that it's gone. The Hagufa, we're not sure if it was Geneva, Ayde Geneva, or Ayde Aveda. Other Rishonim give a different teretz. That Avdu is talking about Yukra Vizula. It says Avdu. Okay, so other shayin. Avdu means Happy Shein Kefil B'davish HaNigna. But still, the din of the Mishnah is Nigeya of Yukra. It went up. Shein Mitzyak Acha Veda. Zerot l'shalim loy l'shava. Says the Magid, "Nim tzachem mekayim." When it's yak, hakol shal nifkad. Kino atuchev l'shalim beidina. He was matriach him. He was matriach beidina. So the guy was makne to him. So now he's makne the kefil. He's also makne the yukra vizula if it goes up. And he's arrived in the Gemara Lamed Hey. By Kipi. And the Gemara brings a story that my man Menaf who got the Afka Kipi got Bei Chavre. I'm a Le Havle Kipi. Rashi says Nizamim, Iri, Nozir. I'm a Le Leidana. I'm a Le Kol Leidan Pshusa. He doesn't know where it is. I don't know where I put it. That's Pshia. Zil Shlim. And then the Sefer they found it and it went up. So that's the whole discussion over here. Shulam Ratzah Shavah, the Gemara says. Shulam Ratzah Shavah, that the Shulam Ratzah Shavah, the guy who gets the kefil. So Gemara says, he should get the yukra also. When it says Avdu, it's not talking about, I'm talking about the shomer getting something, doesn't mean the kefil. It means the yukra. Now, Rashi says, Varot l'shava, Nigna nevda, Shil varot l'shava, says Rashi, Shuvas shayimim, Shlai poshaba, Shashloch bayad, Shayoch lifta b'shuvazu, Shayamru, that's the Hemshchel Mishnah, Varot l'shava, Shayamru, the Shemachim could swear, he didn't swear. So then he gets the kefil. Mishkan Ezra says, "Chivin Shilim Kana called the Shlum Megmar Mefarash Time." So the obvious question Rashi is that they're asking: Yachar, what happened to the third shvuah? The shvuah Hashem has three shvuahs: Shlai Pasha, Shlai Shach Bayad, and the shvuah Ere Beshusi. So
the Gemara,
what?
It sounds like he can't get out of
that. That might be one teretz, yes. The Gemara in the Lamdalan and Beis, Amar Rav Huna, Mashbir and Ayis and Shvu Shem Beshusi. My Tayin Chashim and Shema Ein Ab Nasim Ba. So Pasha Pshat, Rav Huna is going to the Mishnah. When Mishnah says, Shilin Lotzer Shava, comes to Rav Huna and says, even after you pay, you still have to swear Shoshanim Shusi. Why? Because the Chayish is maybe Ainim Nasimba took a liking to the Pekadim, and instead of trying to get the guy to sell it to him, he'll claim it was stolen, he'll pay, and in this way he'll be able to keep the Chayfetz. So then we say no, to avoid that, we say no, then he has to swear anyway Shoshanim Shusi. So male, that will stop him from trying, from doing the shtick. What? He wants the chayfetz. So he'll claim it was stolen, and he'll say he'll pay, and then he'll go to keep the chayfetz. So in order to avoid that, we have to say no, he has to make a shvu shem b'shusay. So that's the chayfet pashat pshat. The reason why Rashi omits shvu shem b'shusay, because even, what does the Mishnah say? Shilim l'ratz l'shava, he's paying to avoid the shvu. The only two shvuah is the only shvuah that's avoided by paying is a shvuah of like pasha shlashach bayad, because if he's paying, then it doesn't make a difference if it's pasha shlashach bayad. If he's paying, right? But the shvuah of Yemeshusa still makes a difference. Even though he paid, that's what Rav Huna says. That's him. He still has to swear shvuah of Yemeshusa. That's the chare pasha pshat. And the Ritva, we see a different pshat. Nidva, it seems he's saying imamish in Rashi as well. Because the Ritva, when he's talking about the Shaila, he's talking about the question, the Rabban over here has a question. Rabban's question is a very important question. Rabban asks,
Rabbi, is it
possible that you're going out of just all three of them? What's that? Yeah, sure.
What does that say?
Last one from last year, you want to do a shvuah, like, but not all together. Right?
Oh, that child with that double nothing, yeah. Of the, what's the name?
Huh?
What
was that?
Yeah, alright.
That's right
here. What? Yeah. The question is, why is the Mishnah talking about Hashem Mechina? Yeah? What does the Mishnah say? Shilu Ratz L'Shav, Asher Yomru Hashem Mechina Nishba'al Kol. Right? Wait a sec. Mishnah says, Shilu Ratz L'Shav, Asher Yomru Shemachin, Nishba V'yaitze, right? It's mashma, Mishtuma Shemachina. The question is, why are we dafting Shemachina? And only because he could have patented himself. What about Shem Yisachar, that's Chayav Gnei Aveda? Gemara, what's that? The man says, Shem Echinam, Kim Shem Shaiti, Magnik Feil. Shai, right? If he could have lied and patted himself, then he still gets the kefil.
He gets the kefil.
What? Yes. Says the Gemara. One second, I'm a puppet. Everyone asks this question. Everyone asks this question. I'm a puppet. Shem Echinam. I'm Dal Abnal. Kima Shom and Pashayti Makla Kvela. The boy put the Nafshi Beganeva. Yeah? If he was really Pashaya, he could have patted himself Beganeva. He gets the Kvela. Shem Esachar. Kima Shom and Nigneva Makla Kvela. Why? He put the Nafshi Beshmura Mesa. He could have said, instead of admitting that it was stolen, he could have said, it was Nishbar Emes. Okay. The Gemara says clearly that any if you had an option of patting yourself and you don't, so then you get the kefil. Some kain, in fact, your ban. Why is the Mishnah discussing Shemir Chinam? And it's clear the Mishnah is discussing Shemir Chinam because it says Nishba Lots L'Shava. That means he could have sworn that it was stolen, right? So why are we after to Hashem Mechina? That's Rabban's kasha. What? Yes, the Mishnah is mashma that this whole din only applies to Hashem Mechina. The Hainu, because if he admits that it was stolen. Right, he could have. He doesn't want to swear. It was not. He missed this one. It was stolen. Yeah, he doesn't want to swear. He could patter himself. Alib damis. It was stolen. And he could have sworn because if he would have sworn that was stolen, which really happened, he'd be patter. Instead, he's willing to pay. So he gets kefil. Mashmas only in this case. That bats him, he's potter. Only then do we say that he gets the kefil. But if Luyitzur, bats him, he's chayiv. Elamai could have tied it a lie, and he didn't. Yeah? That's not a reason to mark in a kefil. That's what one could be back in the Mishnah. Says Ramban, it's against the Gemara. Says Ramban, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara said the Feirish, Yim Hashem HaSachar. Yeah, since he could have said Shem Esach, that was where it was Nigna, which Batsim Shem Esach is Chay. But since he could have lied to Pater himself and said it was Nishbar, and he doesn't, that's enough reason to mark the Kefil. So why is Mishnah Chap on Shem Echinam Kain? As a fact, Jamba. Be'efshir, Be'achik Tani. V'nignevu oish avdu bein ba'ayinis bein b'pshia like tani nignevu el mishum ashlum ekev m'shalom aganev shilu atzah shava hodim chayim yana veda v'boi l'mayit ela says Ramban when it says nignav oish avdu, right, it doesn't mean it was stolen in a way that you potter. Right, Shem Echinam. It means it was done by Pshia Taka. Right, that's the Shava, because he could have sworn falsely. He could have sworn there was a Pshia. So Meilu Adin by Gnei Aveda by Shem Esachar. That's really the Teretz of Taisus. Well, let's see Taisus for a second. Zok Taisus Nignavu, Hu Adin Imam Pashaiti. Taisus is bothered. Even by Shem Echinam, Taisus asks, has the same problem from a different angle. What's Taiz's problem? Nignavu, says the Mishnah. So Taiz, what did him up Peshaiti? The Shemachinim says Peshaiti, Shakeful Shaloi. Why? Maybe by Padinavshim Gened, but Gened? Taiz's bother, why? Good. We're talking about Shemachinim, but Seder. But even Mashiach, why are we talking about Geneva? Even if it was Peshay, yeah? He still gets the Kefil. The Mishnah's Mashma, Tumashem Machinam. And the only time he gets the Kefil is if it was stolen. The Hainu, that really is Potter. He's being a nice guy, and he's paying anyway. That's why he gets the Kefil. But let's say Batsmi was Peshay. Then he doesn't get the Kefil. Because Peshay is Chayiv. So it's not true. The Papa again. The Papa says Beferish. It's really the same question. Rabban is asking by Shem Asach, and the is asking by Shem Achinam, why are we talking about and not Pshir? Even by Pshir, the Gemara says, the Papa says, yeah, what's the din? He gets the Kefil. Why? Why? He could have patted himself. He could have patted himself falsely. So that says, Kasha, why are we hopping on Geneva? It's the exact same question. The question is, there's Mashmais in the Mishnah that we're talking about a Shem Machinam and it got stolen, which really he's Potter, right? And he's a nice guy, he's paying, that's why he gets the Kefil. Okay? So it's Mashma, but if the same thing would be by Shem Asachar, who's Chayiv and Geneva, he's not getting the Kefil. Or it's by Shem Achina, where he's Pesheya, and it wasn't stolen, where he's Chayiv, he's not getting the Kefil. It's the exact same question, but you know, the Mishnah is a case by Shem Achina, where he's Potter. Now, either you go by Shem Achina, where he's Chayiv, or Shem Asachar, who's Chayiv, on Geneva. So the Mishnah says, Geneva by Shem Achina. It says, Mashma, Pshia by Shem Achina, not. It's Mashma, Geneva by Shem Asachar, not. So the same question.
The Mashma in any way, why
I didn't say it's the same question. I didn't say it's the exact same question. It's the same idea. It's the same principle. And I just explained why it's the same principle. Because the Mishnah says, Dafka Shemachinim Bagneva, which means the Shemachinim giving a when something happened that is really Potter. It's Mashma. That if it's Pshia by Shemachinim, or Gneva by Shemachar, where he's Takachai, there's no Ptur. Tarsus takes one side of the question. Rabban says the other side of the question. That's what I said. I didn't say it's Mashma Tarsus, it's too much Shemachar. One second. Give me a chance. I didn't say it already. Now, Zab Taisus, when I said the word, but I didn't explain it. No? Say it. Yeah? Oh, Taisus says, Erechanami. Yeah? Uch the Milson, not God, Nigmu Shurgilis, Litin Davishu Potter, Apishu Shuretz Lashal. That's the first Taisus, Dachit Taretz, Erechanami, Slav Dafka, Huadin, a tie in the Betsim Ischayev, like a Papa says. Aye, why are we happy in case of Nignam? Why come in the case of Nignav? Because that's a the derech is people, you know, no one likes to claim that he's chayiv. He likes to claim that he's part. Okay, kasha mitz. Then he moves on to Rivan. Rivan pirush. Mes nistam yachi pirusha. That nifkad oimer she nignavu v'pshia. V'ratz l'shav v'hainu l'ratz l'shav l'shakim. Say nechnami. The Mishnah is talking about. This is what the Rabban says as well. The Mishnah is talking about. When it says nigna, it doesn't mean classic Geneva. Yeah, Geneva where the Shemesachar is that Shemachinu is potter on. Meaning it wasn't a Pshia. Meaning it was stolen a Pshia. And Fenechami, the Mishnah is talking in the dinner of Papa. The Mishnah is talking about a case where Batsim Shemachinu was a Pshia. And Mel Shemachinu is Chai. Elamai, he could have gotten away, he could have lied. And Nishba, that it was stolen. Shaloi Bipshia. And then he gets the Kefil. Say Nechnami. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Chiyuv, right? And still, the case was Takachai, and still he gets the Kefil, he could have lied. That's what the Rivan says, and that's what the Rivan says. Veshut Chukhid Achikrani, Nigna Vashavdu, Bein Bain, Bein Bashir, Vakhtar Nigna Al Mishum, Dashlum, Kefil, Shalal Gana. Shilmaraz Nishava, Shay Hayachal, Lishava, Little Lifter. What then? Mail him Chaim Geneved, the Shem Asachar, the Kanik Kfeila. So, Mail, what then? Shem Asachar, the same thing. It's not Davka Shem Mechinam, Hodin Shem Esachar. Shem Esachar, and there's a real Geneva. And again, he could have patted himself by saying it was Nishba, Nishba, and he doesn't, nip against the cave.
I just chose to say Shem Mechinam.
Oh, so one second. Says Rabban, Aybazoi. So why does say Shem Mechinam Taka? Love his question. Behind the time, not Mikdash Shem Mechinam, Leish Minir Busim, Shem Yisachar, Shem Nekmash Malon. That feels Shem Mechinam, the Ovle Naich Nafsha, Ein Akoin Akfeiloi, Ela Bishal Yachal Yishav, Vloy Bishyesh Le'edim, Shulchayim. It's like this. The Ban here touches upon a very important point. What happens if there's Edim? Yeah? If there's Edim that he was Peshaya. So in other words, so he couldn't have patted himself. Let's say it's Edim that he's Peshaya. Okay? Not only was he Peshaya, but there's Edim that he was Peshaya. So therefore, Batsim, he doesn't have the option to patter himself. Says the Ramban, that is what the Mishnah is coming to tell me. When the Mishnah says, Nishba v'leirotz l'shava, sharei amru, yeah, that's coming to tell me, that dafka, because he has an option. But this Aiden, and the guy's going to pay anyway. The guy's going to pay without going to court. In other words, what advantage? What's the havamina that he should be kind of the kefir? Says the Ramban. You might think, 1 second, saif for saif, he's saving the guy a trip to Bezdin. Bezdin is not fun. Till you mazmel din, the first time he doesn't come, the second time he doesn't come, finally the third time he comes, and then you have to pay lawyer's fees, you have to pay this and that, and it's a whole ace until Bezdin passes, until you get the money. It's a ganze geschichte. So, Bezdin, the guy is coming with the money right away. He's doing the guy a favor. Says the Ramban, no, the mission is telling me no. That is exactly what the mission is telling me. What the mission is trying to tell me is that no, Nishba, Shil Merot L'Shava, Dainu, that you had an option for a Shvua. You could have patted yourself and you didn't, then you get the kefil. But if you had no option for Shvua, even though there's a svara here, the Yinak Matrich Medina, still, there's no option, still you don't get the kefil.
What's that?
What?
It's two things.
Who? No, I didn't get by Shem. No, it's by Shem Mechinam. I didn't say it's by Shem Mechinam. First, I said, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is. So Ban says, what is the Kanaka of the Mishnah? The Kanaka of the Mishnah is coming to tell me that if you had no option, you don't get the kefil. There's Aiden that you're Peshaya, no kefil. 1 second. The Mail says they're bad. If that's true. So Mailo, now we can understand what that's the question. What's the Chiddush of Shem Mechinam? It was saying that Shem Mechinam is lav dafka. Wouldn't be Shem Esachar. So what's the Chiddush of Shem Mechinam? Right? She tell me it's a bigger Chiddush, Shem Esachar. So he says, Mishem Tchmash Malon. Da filu Shem Mechinam. Da ovelei naich nafshei. So now there's a Chiddush in Shem Mechinam. Within this halacha, that if you for sure have to pay, it's Edim that you chayev. Right? And you're forthcoming with the money, you're still not going to get the kefil. That's a bigger chiddush by Shem Mechinam than it is by Shem Esachar. As Batsman did in Mishnah, we could have said it when there's a real Geneva Veda by Shem Esachar, and still he gets the kefil because he could have lied and said it was in Nishba, right? Says Rabban, but since the whole Kanaka Mishnah is to tell me The whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is telling me that if there's Eidim, Bechayiv, and even though you're a Matriach of the Beit Dina, you don't get the Kefal, says Ramban. That's an extra Chiddush of Shem Mechina. Why? Even by Shem Mechina, only if there's no Eidim, you get the Kefal. But if there's Eidim, you don't get the Kefal. This, that when there's Eidim, you don't get the Kefal, is an extra Chiddush of Shem Mechina. Why, says Ramban? Mishum, this is the point Rebbe mentioned just now. Mishum, this Avalei Naich Nafshei. By Shem Mechim is a Svara that a guy did you a favor. Right? Guy did you a favor. So maybe that's the fact that guy did you a favor. Plus the fact that he's saving your trip to court. Therefore, you might think that maybe you are mocked to the Kefal. Kamash Mon, the Mishnah, no. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, why we hop on Shem Mechinah. But that's him. The case of the Mishnah is that he was Pesheya, like Taisud, Rivan, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, and still he's part of Kev because he could have parted himself. He could have parted himself. And that's when he gets the Kefal. And the Chiddush by Shem Mechinam, Chiddush of Shem Mechinam is that even though it's Avlei Nach Nafshei, still, if are Aiden, that is Chayin, and therefore he couldn't depart in himself. If he couldn't depart in himself, then there's no Kefal. But the Fidur Ramban, the only time you get Kefal is if you depart to yourself. In other words, why is, listen, there's an important point over here. Okay, this might not do with Etzem Machlekes Ramban the Rashi, but the Sherish Machlekes, according to Ramban. Yeah, why is he marking the Kefal? He's marking the Kefal. He's marking the Kefal. What? He's marking the Kefal because the guy could have patted himself. He's marking the Kefal because it's kedai for him. It's kedai for him that he should get the Karen right now, right? Even though he's going to lose the Kefal. It's kedai for him. The guy should pay, even though he could have patted himself. So, but that therefore, it's kedai for him. As long as he gets the Karen, it's kedai for him to lose the Kefal. But the site is he's being mocked in the Kefal because he's getting the Karen. Because the guy could have patted himself in the Karen, and now he's not patting himself. That's why he's mocking the guy in the Kefal.
That's only by Shem Achina?
No, but same by Shem Asachar. Same by Shem Asachar. By Shem. Shem Asachar, if it was stolen. So that's me. What? That's a mischai. What? What is that?
Can I just say why it's a big chiddush again?
It's a big chiddush that even by Shem Mechinam, if there's Aiden, that he's chayiv, he doesn't get the kefal. Even though it's Olei Nach Nafshei, Shem Asachar didn't do me a favor, I'm paying him. This chiddush that we say, that if I'll get my money anyway, even though, okay, I might have to go to court for it, but I'm going to get my money. I'm not gaining any money by you being ma'idim. If I'm not gaining any money, I'm not marking you in the kefal. Now, that's a chiddush by Shem Mechinam, even though you did me a favor, so I might think, okay, guy did me a favor, and he saved me this trip to court. So maybe I'm marking the kefal. So the Mishnah, no. Even by Shem Mechinam, it's dafka when he's saving you money. That's the chiddush of the
Mishnah. So what's the inami? Shem Asachar also has the
inami. What inami?
Inami of the court. What? Saving a day to court. Shem Asachar also has that. The only difference between Shem Asachar is the fact that he's doing him a favor.
Exactly. That's the chiddush. That's why it's a chiddush in Shem Mechinah. But you don't have a Shem Asachar.
Why the Ramban add that he's also saving him a court?
No, it's a two together.
Yeah, but the chiddush is only...
The chiddush is that even though you have the two together, two svaras together, still he's not Matna Gaifel. By Shem Mechinah, you have two reasons... You have two reasons to be mocking the Kefal. In your both together, still you're not mocking the Kefal. What? One second. Mashmur, this is a machine, and Dobin Achna Hashem. Mashmur, Shivisha, Dobin Achna Hashem, Ain't a kind of Kaila, Elb Shayach Lisha, Veloy Beshesh, Ain't Mishukai Loy. אפילו שהמכינה לא ינח נפשי, אין לכאן כפייר. אלא ושהיוח לשאול לא בשיש לעדם שהוא חייב, לא היא, Inami.
Yeah, why not? Right.
One second. Inami b'le'atrecha. How do you want to read it? Okay. How do you want to read it? He told us before that. He said the Pharisee, even though he said before.
Your problem.
What? Okay, I'm going to get more Vishvatas. But.
Have you mentioned in the
Rashi?
Rashi
wouldn't do that with Shibboleth. I'll get to the Rashi.
Okay.
How's Maram is in the Shibboleth here coming up? Yes. Now. So the Ritva. The Ritva brings all this down. And he's not happy. He's not happy. Why is he not happy with the chat in the Mishnah? Says Ritva, V'dayin lash m'shem v'dachat l'pirizeh. Why? Ki v'ktani stam. V'nignivoy avdu. V'mash v'bleib shir. I mean, come on. The Mishnah says, we know, like... Right, Hashem Chirat Pot Gnei Vaveda, Hashem Zil Chai Gnei Vaveda. We have throughout, you know, Nigna Vayavdu Gnei Vaveda. Right? No, means B'Pshia. Gnei Vaveda means the Gnei Vaveda is a Musig, right? It's a concept. Gnei Vaveda, right? Smech Teis, they were talking about B'Pshia in the Mishnah. Gnei Vaveda has a certain connotation. They say no, it means B'Pshia. Really, it's B'Pshia. It was Nigna B'Pshia. Gnei Vaveda sounds like rap B'Pshia. Oh, therefore says the Ritva. Yeah, different pshat, different answer. Why we're talking about Hashem Mechinam? So he says, "Lo hachi nakin Hashem Mechinam, shemasnis and ma'iri, afilu b'sheish edim shenigni boi she'avdu." Yeah, the loyp shiach, pump faker. Yeah, that the case of Gnei Veda is Gnei Veda without pshiach. Yeah, hear me. Is Gnei Veda without Pshia, right? Meaning, they're Aiden. That it was Nigna by Neva without Pshia. Mishnah says Nigna by Neva, right? Which means we know it was Nigna by Neva. The Hainu, Gnei Veda without Napshia. Gnei Veda has connotation of Napshia, right? And Mishnah says Nigna by Neva means we know it was Nigna by Neva. We know, they're Aiden. We're talking about Yamath Gates Eitz Chaveri, but Nigna by Abdu. Meaning, the Mishnah is saying, definitively, it was Nigna by Neva. That's what happened. Not that's what he claimed. The Mishnah doesn't say he claimed it was Nigna by Neva. It was Nigna by Neva. That's what happened. And Gneva and Aveda means Napshir. That's what it means.
No. Saying there's no Pshir?
Yes.
Not like Rashi.
One second. Which Rashi?
Right,
and
then
you swear it was. One second. What's Rashi saying? What Rashi?
So you swear that.
That it was stolen. So what's the din? Does Shem Asacha get kaveil? No. And this is like he holds a Ramban. If it's Aiden that you're chayiv, then there's no kaveil. That's why it says, Dafka Shem Mechinam. V'hadiktani. What? Because Aiden. You can't swear falsely against Aiden.
What is making Yishvur? If we have Aiden, he doesn't have to make Yishvur, right? He's missing something.
Who does that make a shvur?
David said it was Gnei Aveda, so he doesn't have to make a shvur to patch himself.
Who?
The Shem Asacha.
Shem Mechinam? Okay, could we hold on for just another 45 seconds, please? Okay. Good. B'ha Shem Mechinam with the kind of... Now, v'hadik t'ani shim l'ratz l'shava, noka mishum heicha d'leka edim b'davar sh'tzarek shvur. So here, this next two lines is a little bit tricky. Because he starts off saying, so why are we talking about Shilun Ratz L'Shava? Yes? The Rabban's question. What's Shilun Ratz L'Shava? Right? It's Edim. There's Edim, they didn't have the option to swear. What's he swearing? What's he swearing? Teretz is, the Mishnah is saying it, Hechlek Edim, so the Mishnah is really including both cases. That's a little difficult. One second. But V'chiyek Edim, listen to this, this is a little funny over here. V'chiyek Edim, Nami Ikar Shvua. So I don't even know why he said that Baruch HaShava is when there's no Edim. Then he turns around and says, Chiik Edim Nami, we want to learn the Mishnah. Ikar Shvua, Shlei Pasha Ba, Shlei Sholach Bayad. V'chein Pesh Rashi. Shul Masal Lelot L'Shava, Shvua Shayim, Shlei Pasha Ba, Shlei Sholach Bayad. Oh, Sholach Bayad. But what about Pasha?
Yeah.
He says it was Edim Shenigna Beloy Pshia. So what's he saying? Second. One second. Okay, so I guess there's a bit of a problem. We overkill over here. You have to say in the beginning, you have to, I don't know, it must be a mistake. You have to say, it was Nigna, not necessarily with Abshir. There's Aiden that was Nigna. Yeah? There's Aiden that was Nigna. Right? I'm sorry, I overstressed the Nam Shia before. But he even says it, but Chayra, that can't work. Wait. Aiden was Nigna. That's all you see in the Mishnah. Right? What does the Vos say? Mishnah's Nigna, right? Nigna. It means we know. It means the Eidim was Nigna. Doesn't say it was Nigna, Mishnah, not Mishnah. Okay? So, let's go now. Okay, I don't know. We'll lab that for the Rizva. Okay? We'll play our Rizvahad over here. And it was Nigna. It was Nigna. Meaning, we don't know Mishnah. Okay? So now, Hashem is Sachar. What's the din of the Eidim that was Nigna? He's Chai. Can't swear. He doesn't get the Kaifu. Now, Shem Echinam. If it was Nignad, he was aiming that it was Nignad, he could swear. Now, what's he swearing?
What Rashi says.
But not Shem Meshusai. There's no teretz for Rashi, for Kash and Rashi. This is how the Ritva L'chai is being Meramis to answer Rashi. Why? Says the Ritva, because the Mishnah is talking about Nignav, definitively. We know it was stolen, or aiming that it was stolen. Now, we don't know if he's putter for this Geneva. Why? Because maybe it was Pesheya. Maybe it was Shalom Bayad. But, so by Shemachinam, he could putter himself. Shemachinam could putter himself. Therefore, he gets the Kefil. And Shengit Shemachar, since he couldn't putter himself, he doesn't get the Kefil.
That answers
everything. That answers all the kashas. It answers why, one second, I see the hand. It answers why we're talking about Shemachina. And also answers why it also answers Rashi, why Rashi doesn't get to tell us about all three shuras. So first there it was because he has to swear anyway.
Doesn't answer to us.
Which kasha?
The Pesheya.
How is it?
Yeah,
say
Pesheya.
Why it doesn't say Pesheya?
Yeah.
Second. Okay, doesn't answer that. Okay, not all the kashas.
Almost
all the kashas.
66%.
That's not bad.
It's passing.
Barely.
Okay, so that's the based on the way that Vel learns the whole Mishnah. We have a new teretz for Rashi, Gvalka teretz for Rashi. Why Rashi omits the obvious shvua of Ein Meshusa? Because the Mishnah says Nignav. We know it was stolen. Yes.
What does he do with Shavda?
What?
Shavda.
He answered the answer before. He said right away that somebody Yukim Bezula. He answered. He's the one that he said like the Mugeisa. So that was never an issue by him.
First, how do we answer the question of if there's
Aiden,
then why is the fish in the water
of the Shabbat? I don't understand the question.
We asked if there's Aiden.
Yeah, that's what he says. Rashi said. That's what Rashi said. Shli Parshal Shach Bayah. We know it's not by him. But maybe it's B'Sheh, maybe it's Shalach Bayad. Shalach Bayad, then it's Chayev anyway. It's B'Sheh, it's Chayev anyway.
Yeah, also, Rashi says, if Rashi didn't say Shuas Shayim, then I understand the whole thing. Rashi says Shuas Shayim, he doesn't want to spread the Shuas Shayim of the Pashal
Shalach. These happen to be Shuas Shayim, man. Why that's nudging you? It's a Shuas Shayim, man.
Rashi is just an Ahak, in order to Shabbat, Shalach Bayad, yeah.
Shua Shayim and so on. Why is that? That mashma. These are Shua Shayim. It doesn't tell you. It doesn't say all Shua Shayim. These Shua Shayim. They are Shua Shayim. You want to stop the word Shua Shayim? I don't know, but I don't see why the fact that 2 out of 3 is Shua Shayim. Why is it called Shua Shayim? I don't see the connotation. Shua Shayim means all. Okay.
Why is this answered that the question, why is
Mishnah Rabbi Shimon? Oh, so that's what that guy asked me.
He's saying that it's talking about
Aiden. What?
He's saying it's talking about
Aiden. So what? Why doesn't the Mishnah case of
Shia? Should we switch the case?
Why doesn't the Mishnah make a Chiddush of Shia? That guy's not answering. Kash Shia, why is Shia a Chiddush, even Shia? That's the Kash. One second.
No, the guy's Maida was Bishaya.
Why? Well, who at the Taisa says it could have said Peshati, right? So the Taisa says, then Echlam, that is the case. Okay? The Vav is not answering that. I know that, but the question is, why doesn't Misha say Peshia? Different case. Let Misha say a bigger Chiddush, Peshia.
Without Edom?
Yeah. The case of Pshia, which about to be Mizchayim. Okay, now.
The answer for why it's not a Shomashaf is because he can pat himself with the
The case of Nignav, right? We're talking about, we know that it was Nignav, that doesn't work by Shomashaf. Because then he's hired to pay. Maybe he's get careful, even though he's not mashiach medina. Okay, says Rav Avaiter, Mchom Makayim Nil Mishasenu Mgmar Dala Kohei Chashiyesh Eidim Al Paturay Vloy Al Chiyuvay. So now the goes on to another point, and we'll see Mr. Shem that the Rajba Batsam argues on both these points. Okay, so Rivas says over here that there are two points that come out of this. One is what we just said, that if there are Aiden that is Chayiv, then he doesn't get the cave. Midachisa, the flip side, what does Aiden that is Potter? What if it's Adim that is Potter? Says the Ritva, if it's Adim that is Potter, then of course then Vali gets the Kefa. If they're Adim that is Potter, yeah? They're Adim. There's Adim, that's Mishnah saying according to Ritva. The Adim that was Nignav, right? The Adim that was Nignav. According to Ritva, the Mishnah is telling me, that the Adim that is Potter still gets the Kefal. Right? The Adim that was Nishba. The Adim that was Nignav. So according to Ritva, the Mishnah is actually telling me that their Adim that is Potter, he gets the Kefal.
Even though he's not doing any favors?
What?
Even though he's not actually doing any
favors? I mean, he's paying. He's doing a big favor. He's Potter. He's doing a bigger favor. He's Potter. He's Potter. He's Potter and he's paying. That's not a favor?
He doesn't have a choice to swear and cause other guy else.
Again, he's doing a bigger favor. Wait, in a case where we don't know that he's Pater, yeah? He could swear to Pater himself. So we say, since you could have sworn to Pater yourself, and you decided not to swear and pay, so you...
You're
doing the guy a favor that you're paying the guy even though you could have potted yourself. Kolshkein, when I'm aiding that I'm potter and I'm paying the guy anyway, so of course I'm potter. Of course the guy get why would he want to swear? What's he for?
Kodi?
Why is that relevant?
If you put in the system, stop it.
What? We're getting off the track over here. Huh? How do you know? Huh? You have a problem still? Because, huh? It's a college game, Lachai, right? Okay, we'll talk, alright? Oh, says Ritva, again, so the Mishnah telling me, Chiddush number one. It's only Chiddush because my Rashi's volumes. Chiddush number one. We'll get to the Rashi. Chiddush number one. That even though he's as Aiden that he's Potter, still he gets the Kefil. Now, Chiddush number two. That if he couldn't Potter himself, then he doesn't get the Kefil. If it's Aiden on the Chiv, he doesn't get the Kefil. Alright, that's what the Mishnah says.
If they're Edom on what? Oh, if he's a Shem Zachar?
A Shem Zachar. Where he's Chayiv, that's a Mishnah Shem Achina. Why is it Shem Achina? Because if it was a Shem Zachar, and it's Edom, that it was Nigna, that's a dig in the Mishnah. That's a dig in the Mishnah, Shem Achina. If the same thing with a Shem Zachar, what's the din? He doesn't get the Kefil. Why? Because they're Edom, that is Chayiv. And we don't say this for Chuk Medina. Now, says the Ritva, this is not like Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, on both of these two points, Yerushalmi argues. Rav Sin Hassam, Hayisham Eidim, Shenigneva B'Pshia, Reza B'Chal Shilat Roshada. The Eidim Shenigneva B'Pshia, yeah, Nigneva B'Pshia, which means the Shem Achim is Chayiv, I raise the Bechlal, Shilu Rotsu Shava, and he gets the Kefil. Hoy Shem Eidim, Shenigna Ba'inis, Hadahi, Damer Blazar, Amayich Knoss L'Chmeir, Ali Asa L'Klum. Okay? So it says Ritva, our Mishnah, the way Ritva learns the Mishnah itself is being Maramis, both of these halachas, not like Yerushalm. Now, Nisha. Yes, he sums up. Yes, Shana. Tardi chod b'cholech d'matzipat d'nafshe afilu b'shikra. Machin leg feila. Kolshkein ki matzipat d'nafshe b'kushta. If you could have lied, you potter. Kolshkein, if I leave the MS, you potter. And he brings a raya. To his Nag Yishalmi. I leave the Rava, the Rabba. Afilu nishba b'choz v'shileim. Kana kveila, kaina kveila. Yeah? What is the Gemara in Baba Kama? Right? Mechoy is a bayi v'rav. Rabba. Koy de Rabba. What if it was Nishba? And then he paid. Nishba, the path himself became part. And then he said, you know what, I'll pay anyway. Says Rabba. Kainak Feila. Right? Second. What's the Machoy's Bayabra? What do you mean? That's the whole Shah in the Mishnah. We don't have time right now to go into the Gemara. But I want to get to the Rajba and contrast it with the Rajba. So we'll have to leave that Gemara for next week. Okay? But the Shitas, take my word for it for now. Never take my word for anything. I always tell everyone. I don't take anyone else's word. Always look everything up, so you shouldn't take my word either. Don't trust me. Look things up. If you slug me off, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. Yeah. Oh, Mali nishba, Oishalem shepater. Right? Just like we say, yeah? That if it was nishba, now it became pater. But he paid anyway. He gets kayful. So why is that different than when Melchatchel is pater? Because it's Aiden that he's pater. One second. Yeah? Name a Hassam. Okay. Fine. This is the Shita of the Ramban, the Ritva. So the Ramban never spoke about the second deal. There are two chedushim here, right? One is that if there's Ein Deichayiv, you don't get the kefil. That the Ramban discusses as well. But, right? That's he learns the Mishnah, like the Rivan. But he doesn't talk about what happens if the Ein Deichayiv, the Ramban doesn't discuss. We'll see Pashas Yehovah Ritva, because these two things might be Tali Habha. And the Ritva speaks out the second half. What happens with Ein Deichayiv? Ein Deichayiv says the Ritva, Imakdil Keifo. You're a potter and you paid anyway, so of course you get the Keifo. Of course you get the Keifo. And again, the Shalmi is against him in both of these things. But Moshe says, I got a Mishnah. The way he learns the Mishnah tells him Mefarish. Mishnah tells Mefarish both these two Allah. That's the way he learns the Mishnah. The Rajba argues on both these two points. The Rajba is Melkotzel Kotza, exactly the opposite. The Rajba says, and he goes to Shalmi, and he says that if Peshas, if that, what do you say? That if that's Eid Neichayiv, yeah, and you pay right away, then you get kefil. Okay? Mashen Kane, if in the other case, where there's Eid Neichayiv, yeah, the Eid Neichayiv was stolen, the Eid Neichayiv, then you don't get kefil. And based on the Shalom, there's one himself quotes. So, if you look at the Rajba, why is Rajba whole? That this Eidim and Yechayiv, still you get Kefil, says the Rajba. So here's a little tricky, but that's the Rajba. Because it is like different, he says different Lashonis, different places. But by us, when he first says his Yisai, yeah. So first of all, right, if he wants to go like Yerushalmi, he really has the whole sugya on the Aflam Adalid to contend with. Because the whole Gemara over there, when we quote Rapapa's din, it's all because we could have patted himself. Right? So Shemachin has Peshaya, why is he careful? He could have lied and said it wasn't Peshaya. Shem Sachar, Reve Veda, he could have lied and swore that it was Nishba. Yeah? So the whole Gemara seems to be saying that's the whole Shaya by Shayel. The Shayel is Chayer, that's the whole Shaya. Yeah? Mezmach Smacha. So the whole Sugya seems to be saying that when do you get careful? Only because you could have patted yourself. But in the case where I couldn't have patted myself, why did you get careful? That's Mashmari Sugya Gemara. The whole Sugya, Lamadala, seems to be screaming that. Says the Rajba, Ikla Meimah. La the Meimah Hech Nigger Pshila, and Motzapat the Nafla Karnik Vela, Ella Ikka Taim the Milsak of Mahadra, Loima. Like this. The Mafkid, yeah, he's mocked in the Kefil, Lechol the Mashalim Le, by Mitchell Le Bedina. So here the Rajba throws in that Svara, where the Ramban rejected the Svara of Beidina. The Rajba embraces the Svara of Beidina. Why Lamais does the Rajba hold that by with Eidna Yechayim still you get the Kefil? Teretz is because he's not Matrikul Beidina. That's the Mais why the Mafkid is willing to mock him the Kefil. Because the Svara, he didn't schlep into the court. Right? And that's why the Rajba later, and the Flamed Dalet also, says that. Hamdalet and Beis, he's talking about a case of the Bunim, whatever, without going into the whole case over there. But the Rajba is like this. He says the makbid le'akmi parasim mamish el nasakarim le'amru. First of all, Derech Agav is a very important Rashba over here. He says that it's not pshat. Okay, we have to see the whole Gemara about he's makin to him in Ramadalid. How the makin is makin in the para of Chulu. He says it's not the guy's not really makin. Lay bezdin mas the makach. It's really like hefker bezdin. The lay bezdin is doing this mishum. Okay, the yard chamin will say daiti shal bris. Chazal were yoyrid to the ayin mikdaser bris. Yeah. Deep in the deep recesses of people's minds, the chol yisrei behem like kalim biad shomer nichalei b'lein nitzach v'dina. The last thing he wants to do is go to court. It's a pain in the neck. The litnis therefore the litnis shomer kfeila dasim alma. So we say that it's worth it for the guy not to have to go to court. That if they find the ganav, okay, let the shomer get the case. That seems to be the side of the Rajbo. Why is it? Bechlal, he's makne kefil. He's makne kefil, not because I'm getting the money. He's makne kefil because the guy's not being matrich me to take him to court. Okay, so meila, even if they're eidim, that he's chayiv, and betzem he would for sure win in court. So what? The side is why is he makne kefil? He should not go to court. What? Okay. Fine. I didn't get that. Okay. Yeah. So Mela says the Rashba. Yeah. Back to us. Dalma. L'chay the chod le'matzi pate nafshe le'kani kfeila. U'bedik edim le'matzi pate nafshe. Iklemer. Dalad me'em the hechle. El ikatayim the mazakai. Come on. Le'em. Mafkin the machnik feila lechol the mishalim lei lemitzchah medina lekul shem kayav daiti laknuye b'shas mesira bein shenigav ba'inis ayv b'shir. Chim neshayche behu staden the boy pater behu nafshay hilkoch gam daiti laknuye lehu kohech lemachchul lei lebedina bein shem b'shayti bein shem menigneva. Oh, but here he held ikabu tzad b'tur. The boy patri behu nafshayu. Rashba says that it has to be part of the cheshvan has to be, and why he's makin the kefil, when he's makin the kefil is that if there was a tzad. It sounds like he's putting these two things together. If there was a tzad that he's potter, they could have potted himself. At the onset of the Shmira, right, we don't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know what's going to happen. Right? At the end of the day, he was Pesheya. But in the beginning, though, there could have been a situation that he could have potted himself. Right? And the mice is not potting himself. Right, and even if he couldn't about himself, but if he's not mature by dina, so all that together gives me a reason why in the beginning I'm makne the guy to cave. In other words, since there's a situation, I'm entering a situation where there's a possibility that I'm gonna end up that I'm gonna lose out, right? So therefore, I'm makne the careful. As long as not going to be Shriach Medina. So, he puts it all together over here. Okay? He puts it all together. I know that he seems to be saying over here, you know, it's a little bit funny from the Lama Dalit, that's not just the fact he's not going to be Shriach Medina. It's coupled with the fact that the Chathila was a tzad I could stop lose it. So I'm saying that look, if the guy's gonna pay me, I'm giving it to him. Right? Either because he could have patted himself or because he's not mature.
Okay? In either case
he had not sure. No, but he's coming to answer the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that he could have patted himself? Well, why is that significant though? He's saying because you need that al-Khatkhila, there was such a possibility. So, Akapan, the bottom line says the Raj. One second. The bottom line says the Raj. that the Yisayin, he seems saying the Iker is that the Iker reason, that the Iker reason, okay, clear the Rajba. Why he's mocking the guy the Kefal is because the guy's not Mashiach Medina. So Meir Lefizeh Zok the Rajba. So now the flip side of it, right? Let's say there are Edim. Everybody says Edim that he's Potter.
The Edim that he's Potter,
right? And he's coming. He's forthcoming. And he's paying me anyway. It was an Eidus. Yeah, it was Gneva by Shemachina. It was the Edim that was like Pasha, right? Edim. So what's it then?
Okay.
Says the Shalmi, says the Raj, but no Kefal. The Maisa, the guy's giving me, right? Okay, he's not giving me a present. The Maisa, he's part, he's giving it to me anyway. He's not giving me a present. The Kefal, I'm mocking the guy the Kefal for when he's paying me, and I don't have to go to Bezdin. That is what's bothering the guy. The guy doesn't want to have to hassle. Yeah? The guy doesn't want to have to hassle. But the guy is Taka Potter. Yeah? The guy is Taka Potter. He wants to pay me anyway. Yeah? It's not, it's a present Baalma, says the Rajma. One second. Yeah. One second. Oh. And that the Rajma says, Adarabha. Rajma says, you're listening. Well, this second din of the Rajma says, the Rajma, I'm taking that out of the Mishnah. Just like the Dvar took both of his dinim out of the Mishnah, the Rajma says, I'm taking this din out of the Mishnah. Where do I see it in the Mishnah? Where's the Rajba seeing the Mishnah? Says the Rajba, when the Mishnah says, yeah, Nishba v'yrotz l'shava. Sheshem chinam Nishba v'yaitze. So what does the Mishnah want? Says the Rajba, lav lafuka hechadik eidin the b'shir kamar, which what the other Shem said. Now when Mishnah says that he had the option of not paying, Lafuke, if he didn't have the option of not paying, Lafuke, if we know that he is Peshaya, Lafuke, we know that he's Chayyim, that's what Mishnah's telling me. Right? The Ramban said, that's what Mishnah's telling me. That there's no Kefal. Mishnah said, only because he has an option to pat himself. If he didn't have the option to pat himself, says the Ramban. If he didn't have the option to pat himself, says the Ramban, he doesn't get kefal. Says the Rav, it's not Mishnah coming to Fuke. Ella, lemute, heichi deleka leita shlum and klau. Leita shlum and mamin, leita shlum and shvua. Veichi dami, going to get Mishnah nigneva. Because Mishnah says, Nishba, shilin rotz l'shava, is talking about Mishnah is coming to Lafuke, a case. What does Mishnah say? He pays and he doesn't swear. Meaning, the case is exactly where he has to swear, and so his option is opting for paying instead of swearing. Says the Rajba, that's coming to Lafuke, a case where. He doesn't have to do one of the. He doesn't have to swear. The Hainu, that we know that he's Potter. That's the Mishnah's coming up, okay. The Mishnah's Nishba v'lerosa, Shilin v'lerosa l'shava. He paid not to swear, right? That's when he gets the kefal. But he paid not to swear. He paid. Even though he didn't have to swear, b'chi agavna, he doesn't get kefal, because that wasn't what the machna was thinking about. The Machna was thinking, if the guy's going to pay me and save me a trip in court, then I'm going to Machna Kefil. But a situation where the guy's partly pays me anyway, that Bechlau wasn't on his mind, that Bechlau wasn't on his Tanai, that he's Machna the guy the Kefil.